Certainly, if you look at the United Nations, the rest of the world, including Europe, is starting to bypass the United States. The United States is standing in the way. It's becoming the reactionary power, but it's being bypassed by the rest of the world, including Britain.
In almost all United Nations votes, the United States stands alone in defense of Israel, and the world nations are repulsed by what Dr. Harper says is a campaign of ethnic cleansing in the occupied territories, which is worse than the infamous South African apartheid system, and where Israeli settlers and Palestinians are separated by a 26-foot wall and drive on separate roads.
The Palestinian areas sort of are 40% of the occupied territories, leaving 60%, which is called Area C. There are more than 200 settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. More than 500,000 Israelis live in the occupied territories. There's about 70 little Palestinian enclaves completely surrounded by settlements and a massive system of 29 Israeli-only highways.
The colonial occupation, continues Jeff Harper, is designed to strangle the cultural and economic life of the Palestinians. In addition, racially based zoning laws enforced by armed settlers calling themselves a civil administration has so far demolished 26,000 houses using American-made Caterpillar bulldozers, leaving the families homeless. The policy of Israeli settlements was officially sanctioned in a letter from President Bush to Ariel Sharon in 2004 with those words.
In light of new realities on the ground, including already existing major Israeli population centers, it is unrealistic to expect that the outcome of final status negotiations will be a full and complete return to the armistice lines of 1949. Basically, what Bush was saying, and this is Israel's policy today, is that these settlement blocks are Israel.
In his speech to AIPAC in May, President Obama endorsed the policy, and a week ago, Israel announced plans to build 4,000 housing units in East Jerusalem with no objections from Washington. But the move for UN national recognition by the Palestinian president, says Dr. Harper, is a game changer. And in the age of Occupy Wall Street, the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement should refocus its demands from an economic boycott of Motorola to military sanctions against Israel proper.
It's hard to talk about an arms boycott. Israel trains American police forces. The New York police force is trained by Israel. One way to look at the occupied territories is as a laboratory of high-tech weapon systems, drones that are being used in Afghanistan, and of counterinsurgency weapons, homeland security. Because I think it would also begin to raise the American consciousness about the type of warfare and where American money is going.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.